Soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Lamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesine ekuseni mhla ka 19 kumpalakazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, inhlanganiso elela amalungelo abathengi eNational Consumer Rights Association ithi ukusilela kwempopho kobulawayo kulakho ukusabalala ngelizwe. Ukhulumende engekela ukulungisa lolu daba ngokuphangisa.
Kwezinye izitolo vele ayisatholakali kwanhlobo, kube sekusithi kwezinye izitolo iyatholakala lapha lalaphana kwezinye izinsuku, kodwa lapho kumele kube lo mzila omude ilayinelwe ngovidiyo ekuseni njengalokho esikubona kusenzeka emabhenki nxa kudingwa imali.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalwane zezwekazi le-Afrika ye-Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ekukhululweni kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwamanye amazwe ezihlala kwele South Africa esitokisini phambi kwelanga lekhisimusi.
Ufana nokuthi njengezolo sikhuphe inani elikhulu labanye akade bengamashumi amahlanu nanhlanu, wathi namhlanje kwaphuma futhi cishe amakhulu amane akade bephuma ngoba umkhandlo wenza ngaphakathi wehlulekile ukuthi kubaphindisele enkantolo ngemva kwenyanga.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abathengi eNational Consumer Rights Association inakora ithi ukusilela kwempopho kobulawayo kulakho ukusabalala ngelizwe. Ukhulumende engekela ukulungisa lolu daba ngokuphangisa. Impopho iqale ukusilela izitolo kobulawayo kuliviki ngemva kokuba uhulumende etshele abayithengisayo ukuthi behlise intengo. Uhulumende uthembise ukuhlawula abagaya umumbo ingxenye yendleko zabo ukuze intengo yempopho ibe phansi. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxa lesiphathamandla seNakhora umnumzana efidlela Ncube ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Impupho kayisatholakali, selokho yasuswa ngale lapho ekade sikhona ku-$100 kumbe kusiya phezulu, iyalethwa ku-$50. Iyasilela, ivele sitholakala nzima, sungaya laphana lalaphana uyithole ngemva kweviki. Esikubonayo yikuthi kwezinye izitolo vele kayisatholakali kwanhlobo, kube sekusithi kwezinye izitolo iyatholakala lapha lalaphana kwezinye izinsuku, kodwa lakho kumele kube lo mzila omude ilayinelwe ngovidiyo ekuseni njengalokho esikubona kusenzeka emabhenki nxa kudingwa imali.
Nxa likhulumisana labezitolo njengenhlanganiso emela abathengi, bathi uhlupho lungaphi kahle kahle?
Abezitolo bathi bona into engekhoyo ngamabele agayiswayo yilaba abezigayo. Yingakho-ke lanxa befisa ukuthi bathenge kube khona impupho ezitolo kodwa kayitholakali. Nxa sikhuluma nabezigayo, abezigayo bathi hayi amabele kasiwathole GMB, ngakho-ke akula nto esingayigayisa. Ngakho-ke laba ama-supermarket abezitolo bathi impupho bayilindile kulaba abagayisayo bathi balinde amabele ku-GMB. Xa ubuza be-GNP bathi amabele siyawapha laba abagayisayo, asikwazi ukuthi bagayisa ngathi.
Lungaba ludaba lwakobulawayo kuphela lolu yini, kumbe sizabona lusabalala ngelizwe kusiba lokusilela kwempuphu elizweni lonke jikelele?
Okwamanje ngasiqathanisa lelizwe lonke kwande kakhulu kobulawayo, kodwa kukhangelela ukuthi kugcine kugcwala yonke indawo xa ngabe uhulumente engathathanga izinqumo ezizakwenza ukuthi impuphu ibe khona. Kungenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe kubangwa yikuthi abezitolo abazuzisekanga ngemali abayithiwa nguhulumende, mhlawumbe uyakhuluma kuphela kayibhadali leyo mali ekuthiwa yi-subsidy, ukuthi mhlawumbe ubasuse ku-100 wabaletha ku-$50 ebaletha nje ngomlomo kodwa engakhiphanga imali yokugcwalisela kulokho ababe kubezindleko kibo laba abagayisayo lalaba bezitolo. Ngakho kungenzeka kuyimbangela lokho. Nxa kuyilokho-ke kuyabe kusuthi kuzagcwala izwe lonke masinyane, kugcine kungatholakalanga. Kumele kuhulumende athembeke ayibhadale leyo mali njengalokhu wathembisa ukuze impuphu itholakale ezitolo zonke.
Lo mnumzana efidlela Ncube isikhulumeli senhlanganiso emela abathengisayo eNational Consumer Rights Association obekhuluma icingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu umsakazo weStudio 7 uzalethulela izindaba eziphathelane lokutshabalala kwamadamu enyakatho lasezansi yemandebeleni kanye lasenkabazwe. Manengi amadamu aseleminyaka edubukile kumbe eqibelekile kodwa akula lutho osolwenziwe ngawo nguhulumende.
Idamu lemabhungani lidamu elikhulu elifikisa phose amakhilomitha about 9 kilometers ubude.
Le damu okuthiwa ngukarisinyama.
Idamu elikhulu elikwakuyisiwale. Sinaphi nedamu elisephezi.
Idamu esilisebenzisayo laphana idamu Magwanda.
Sixoxa lezakhamizi kanye leziphathamandla zikahulumende. Tiyani indlebe kusukela ngomvulo kuze kuyefika ngolwesihlanu.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalanwe zezwekazi le-Afrika ye-Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ekukhululweni kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwamanye amazwe ezihlala kwele South Africa isitokisini phambilini kwelanga leKhisimusi kulamakhulu lamakhulu ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisemajele eSouth Africa ngenxa ngenxa yamacala achiyeneyo ezwethwesayo agoqelwa kungabi lamaphepha okuhlala kulelo lizwe ngokusemthethweni ubugebengu ukutshaya umkabo lamanye. UChris Kandwe Studio 7 uxoxela umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Africa Diaspora Forum umnumzana Vusi Moses Banda ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Engingakusho ukuthi ukuboshwa kuyaqhubeka ngendlela emangaza kakhulu. Abantu abaningi nobaboshiwe lapha e-Central eJohannesburg obekule nani elikhulu kakhulu labantu akade beboshiwe. Sesanenisile ukwehlisa lawo manani ngoba abantu bakhuphile ukuze bathole amalungelo kumbe igunya lokuthi bayo-aplayela ubuphepheli ukuze mhlawumbe bathole ukuhlala. Okufana nokuthi njengezolo sikhuphe inani elikhulu labanye akade bengamashumi amahlanu nanhlanu wathi namhlanje kwaphuma futhi cishe amakhulu amane akade bephuma ngoba umkhando wezangaphakathi wehlulekile ukuthi kubaphindisele enkantolo ngemva kwamalanga ngemva kwenyanga ngoba umthetho uvumela umkhandlo wangaphakathi ukuthi mali ababantu begciniwe ngesikhathi ngesikhathi bagcinwe okwenyanga. Ma inyanga ingadlula baphinde baphindele nabenkantolo bayofaka isicelo sokuthi bagcinwe okwenye inyanga. Ngokunjalo lokhu bekufanele bakwenze mhla ka 13 no 14 no 15 okwekusho ukuthi bekuzoba yimpelaviki basebehlulekake. Ngakho sasisekhulumisana nabo ukuthi ngababakhuphe labantu ngoba ma bengabakhuphanga sophinde sibathathe sibase enkantolo ephakeme ngesicelo esiphuthumayo. Ngokunjalo-ke baye bakhupha abanye-ke namhlanje. Bese sicabanga ukuthi ngempela e-Central lapho kuba yi-police station kubanjwa khona abantu abaningi namhlanje bezokuzela abantu abangaphansi kwamanani angamakhulu amathathu kodwa siye sezwa ukuthi hayi kuphinde kwafika abanye abangamakhulu amane nasithupha namhlanje okusho ukuthi leliya nani liphinde lakhuphuka ngoba isifiso zethu bekuyukuthi ukuthi kusiyafika isikhathi seKhisimusi bonke nje abantu abaningi abasema-police station sibe sesibakhuphile ukuze badlalele uKhisimusi wengaphandle.
Manje bona labo bonke iningi labo betheswa amacala ani?
Awukuba sezweni laseSouth Africa ngokungekho emthethweni. Bakhona bona abambalwa uthole ukuthi basuke amacala asuke bengene ngawo iningi labo. Uthole ukuthi ngamacala okuhlukumezana, ukuhlukumezana kwasezindlini, lokho esibiza nge-domestic violence. Abantu bakithi iningi labo uyathola ukuthi abesilisa ngoba abesilisa. Nalabo abangabona abesilisa uthole ukuthi basuke okuqala nje okusuke kumenze azaboshwe lo muntu. Bebevulela amacala ukuthi cha bayahlukumezana ngekhaya ungathola ukuthi ngubaba nomama kumbe uthola ukuthi yizihlobo. Maye sefike lapha emaphoyiseni abesevutha nento ebeziyilalele ezokuthi abesegcine efunwa-ke ini amaphepha. Umuntu uthola ukuthi uyabuya sezosula leli cala elokuthi bebenokungazwisisani kumbe bebengaphathananga kahle kodwa besokuvela ukuthi amaphepha akanamaphepha lo muntu abesegcine eseboshelwa amaphepha.
Lo mnumzana Vusi Moses Banda umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Africa Diaspora Forum obekhuluma icingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Yese khangile indaba eziqhamukayo namhlanje ezikumaphephandaba lemsakazo yitshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le The Chronicle lithi usomabhizimusi wecholocho njalo engumalayitsha ehlala eSouth Africa umnumzana Bheki Ndlovu udutshulwe lapho ethela amafutha epetrolo emoteni yakhe esigabeni egarajini leHillbrow eJohannesburg ngomgqibelo. Umteni wakhe ugcizelele lolu daba kodwa wathi awukabi lolwazi lonke ngokwenzakeleyo. Iningi lilobe enkundleni zekulenjini litshengisa ukudana ngokutshona kukamnumzana Ndlovu obikwa ube lamabhasi, imota zohlobo lwama-Mercedes Benz printers kanye lezitolo lezikayo. Iphephandaba leThe Herald lithi unkosikazi kamsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uMary yena osesehlukana lomnyeni wakhe ubhadalelwa indleko zakhe zemthethwandaba ngamalunga e-G40 aseSouth Africa. Wona okuyiwa amtshela ukuthi aqambele amanga umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomnyeni wakhe kodwa amagqwetha akhe ayakuphika lokho. Unkosikazi Chiwenga uvalelwe esitokisini esetheswa icala lenkohlakalo lokuzama ukubulala umkakhe njalo ukhangelelwe ukumiswa phambi komthethwandaba ekupheleni kwayona le inyanga. Amagqwetha akhe azama ukumkhupha ngesibambiso sebail njalo athi uyagula okokuthi kasoze enelise ukuthonisiswa phambi komthethwandaba. Okwamanje ke silalele amazwi abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumela wona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani Mahlabe Zulu, sanibonani basakazi bethu esimthanda kakhulu. Nasemakhaya siyabingelela. Kodwa thina ngihlala endabeni, iye lisibuzele ubaba uThabo Mbeki ukuthi kazi yini engaka oyithapha eZimbabwe? Kazi yini engaka ngowakhe lindela wayenza yonke leyo nto? Zolo lokho bekunguye ade siyarobha uTshwangirai emsayinisa ini leyo ama terms and condition akhona abuya futhi asihlukumeza wehluleka ukuxazula leli ndaba kaMgabe noTshwangirai. Namhlanje futhi uThabo Mbeki asena le president unango futhi weZimbabwe kumnanakwa nalo umfana lo Tshamiza sikhathele ngayo uThabo Mbeki. Uthamisa right ma ifizani yawo ina 100% ayilungisa izinto angithi fine ma uyabo ungubaba emzini wakho lungisa umfazi uzwa ngawo akalungisi umntwana izana ayilungisi.
Sikhangela uChiwenga into imali ama million bawathatha ngayo yethi bona bavalela abantu ukuthi beswele besebenzisa ibond bona besebenzisa ama use and bewadlalisa. Angikwazi ukuthi ngabantu abanjani lapho.
Hayi, igama mina Emmanuel ise South Africa e Deep Sloot. Into mina engiyibonayo uThabo Mbeki manje ngabe efisa ukuthi alungisele lo hlupho olukhona eZimbabwe kungaba kuhle kakhulu nathi singakuthakazelela ukuze siphume enkingeni lezi sibhekane lazo la eSouth Africa. Ngoba lapho esihamba khona asibonakali njengabantu, sibizwa njengabantu abangayuseless vele abangalangqondo noma singaphi sihambe ematekisini siyemsebenzini asibheke njengabantu abaright. Sibizwa ngamakwerekwere abantu bokuza abantu ababeya le mthwalo siyahlupheka kungenxa yabo laba abantu abasepalamente abasenzela into esizifunayo. Njalo kabalaleli amalungelo ethu, njalo kabahloniphi amalungelo abantu. Mabangahloniphi amalungelo abantu bazabona izinto zihamba kahle. Njalo nathi sizakuthakazelela ukuthi ilizwe lakithi liphumelele nathi sikwazi ukusebenza ekhaya nokusebenza kwamanye amazwe. Kunje nje nje manje abanye bahlele egoli abasebenzi bathwele nzima. Nalo mlayezo ufisa ukuthi ufike nakibo khona ngalo ukuthi kabatshintshe ukwenza mabakwanisi bephume beyekele benika abanye or benika abasha abama-80s 90s sibone ukuthi bona bazoyenzani. Ngiyabona.
Ngikhuluma ngoDube ngilapha ngasehlobo lobo 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 Botswana. Hey, mina balandela bahle no. Khathesi kubuya imtozo yokuthiwa kumele siye ekhaya. Ama-passport ethu khonapho sasala siwa-applyile. Wona ama-passport ethu akaphumi, kumele siyekuthopha manje ngezozokhuluma iy'khatha zezimali. Khonapho ukuthi sizenza njani, lokuthi sizodlula njani emabhoda. Ama-permit aka-expire wona. So ama-passport yiwasenjani, ase-expire, so asilakwazi ntona la sizowathola kumbe sokwenza njani. Khabe sicela uncedo lisincedise kakhulu balandela abahle abakwa-Studio 7.
Usesizweni yami isifiso sokuthi angifana ujikunje ayibona eZimbabwe yalunga. Angibona uThabo Mbeki ufika eZimbabwe lomoya omuhle okuzwana ezokhuluma ngabantu ababili ebahlanganisa ngeqiniso. Isifiso ukuthi angibona nababalisi basondela bebe bemembeza befundise abantwana. Uhulumende angakabhadale ababalisi. Uhulumende mangabhadale amadokotela avume iphutha lakayenza kudalama abantu bezimbango babebulawa yena sithi ababulawa. Bangakhuluma ngaleyonto ekuqaleni uzathola inhlonipho.
Mina nguWilliam Mlilo wasenkaya. Ngokuhlala kwamanje la ngomsebenzi ngilapha eJohannesburg eGoli kule South Africa. Ngicela ukuphawula ngokufika kukamnumzane uThabo Mbeki elizweni laseZimbabwe. Angiboni mntu imizamo yakhe izophumelela. Noma izophumelela, izophumelela in favor of iZANU. Ngoba vele abantu laba yibo ama-elections abelokhu enzakala 2008 uma singakhumbula. Bekhona oMbeki yena wavela wavumba kudala nje ukuthi isimo si-right. So yini ayilanda tuzoyilungisa ngoba vele yena kuyinto i-right. Ikuzama nje ukuncendezela lo mfana uChamisa ukuthi bamsondeze kuZANU, iZANU imginye. Kufane nje lokuthi nokwenziwa nguMnumzane uTsvangirai. Wangena, yes of course, into zabakhona emashobhu le mali kwaba into enjengalezo kwabancinyane. But angiyiboni into yabakhona nje ukuthi ebambekayo ukuthi wayenzela abantu. Kwaba ukuthi nguye nje wayesehlale endlini ezidurayo esehola imali esenzelane nondoda nomkakhe kwaphela kanjalo. Ama-reforms awebekhala ngawo awaphelanga. Aba-west manje, abawela manje nje. Sijikeleza one njawo nje asiyiphambili. And uChamisa uma engavuma la ukuthi kwenziwe uhulumende wobumbano lezana naye uzoyenza into enziwa kuTsvangirai. Bazomnikeza ubunandi nje, bamnikeza izindlu ley'mali ukuthi nje lesikhundanyana nje. Ama-reforms awanakhohlwe ngawo, after 5 years bamlahle kuma-elections babuye futhi barobe bawine kukhutshwe kunjalo. So angiluboni nje uncedo lokambeki kuyafika lapha ngoba vele yinto nje efana le-African Union, the SADC. Into eseyiwane noma nje kunesimo esingekho kahle elizweni bona bagijima bavume kuphela.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi abalaleli be-Studio 7, lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu eliwathumela kuwhatsapp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +1 202 465 0318. Ngithande njalo ukwamukela labo abasilandelayo kukhasi lethu le-Facebook u-VOA Ndebele lapho esi-live streama khona. Siyayimukela uNomeni Ngwenya, yena uthi ubulewe ngumuntu abaziyo. Yengithemba ukhuluma ke ngomufi lo obulewe eSouth Africa, kodwa ke sibonile lapha iphephandaba le-The Chronicle besibala kulo ukuthi umndeni wakhe uthi awukabi leqiniso lokuthi ngobani abambuleleyo, ngakho kusadingisiswa, akukabi lesiqiniseko sokuthi ngempela ngubani. Siyakwamukela layo bokuthula seBangwenya, lo Jason Maphosa, lo Mandla Joshua Yoram, lo Norman Ngwenya. Lo Nkululeko enothi livuka njani, mthwakazi omuhle, ngithi holiday enhle, liziphathe kuhle, ungezwa sunathe kakhulu, uhambe uyelala, litshayele kuhle ezindleleni. Sibuye sidibana ngo-2020 singabaphilileyo. Yebo ke Nkululeko, le ngoma esizayo ngiqhumisela yona ekugcineni kwalo uhlelo ikhuluma ngokuchayela kuhle lapho emgwaqweni. Umpande yamadoda amathema uthi salibonani, mina mbone ukuthi indaba kaMbeki izasebenza. Kuthi ke uNoel Hlengani Ndlovu laye uyasivukisa lapha uthi angiboni inkinga enziwe ngubaba Mbeki ithunyelwe iSadakhe kutsho nje azizele ngokuthanda kwakhe. Simukele njalo uLevius Ncube, siyabonga liqhubekeli sixhasa lithiye indlebe emsakazweni weStudio 7 lamhlanje ekuseni. Sikhangeleke ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Donald Trump weMelika usezathonisiswa phambi kwedale leSenate kulandela ukuvota kwedale leHouse of Representatives elikhokhelwa libandla lamaDemocrats izolontambama ngohlelo lwe-impeachment. Lenze lokho ngoba lisithi umongameli Donald Trump kaphathi kuhle amandla akhe embusweni njalo uyavimba ukuthi kuhlolisiswe indlela asebenza ngayo. Lokhu kusho ukuthi umongameli Trump webandla lama-Republicans usezamiswa phambi kwedale le-Senate lapho amalunga amaningi angawebandla lakhe njalo ingcweti eziningi zithi angawabuyisela emuva isinqumo sama-Democrats. Kweziphathelane leMelika, umnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala edolobheni le-Indianapolis usichathisela ngokwenza amazwe athuthukileyo njengeleMelika aphumelele kwezomnotho. Lapho ke siqhathanisa leZimbabwe.
Kufanele kube lokuthembeka kulabo abayibo abaphethe intambo ngoba sesikhale lamazwe la akade nampana oRwanda kathe sebephakeme. Sibona labo lokhuzela amaLesia kudala kwakungama-desert 20-30 years ago. Kodwa kathe sekungamadolobha amakhulu. So ngisho nje ukuthi into iba sekuthembekele ukuthi nxa kunabahola abathembekileyo ilizwe lingathuthuka. Ngoba laye nalo umongameli uMnangagwa uthe engena la nxa engene ngodlakela. Kodwa abantu befuna ukumsupporta, bebefuna la mazwe wonke befuna ukuthi ancedise. Engathi bekule goodwill eningi. Kodwa waphinda wayilahla waza kakaze ngokungalaleli abantu. So kathe abantu sesiwesi bani kusese lo mgaka. Okuyikho futhi esizisola ngakho ukuthi kathi sasisola umgaka kodwa nangomunye futhi sephinde wanza baba wesi. So ngisho nje ukuthi konke kusekulalele nabantu nokuthembeka ngemnotho welizwe.
Sesibuyela njalo kweleMelika, ungathi ilizwe leli linjani ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe lawo elithengiselana lawo lalawo elakhelane labo. Sibonile ukuthi kuke kwaba lokunye kungani kungazwisisani lele China kodwa kuyaxoxiswana kugcine konke kuhambe kuhle. Bakwenza njani lokho?
Yawusobala ukuthi lawo baba lokungazwisisani lamanye amazwe entweni zokuthengiselana ama-prizes lani lama-taxes. Kodwa ngokuhlalisana phansi bayakhuluma kulungiswa. So into yikukhulumisana lamanye amazwe ukuzama ukulungisa ukuthi kuncedise bonke abantu laba bakwamanye amazwe lalaba la. Ongathi kithi hayi lelimo kuthiwa hayi nxa ungafuna hamba.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala e-Indianapolis khonapha eMelika. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa sephuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku short wave 6175, laku 7255 ekseni susela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, laku short wave 4930, 13860, laku 15460 kHz. Ku live talk sitholakala ku short wave ku 4930, 13860 lagu 15460 kHz. kusukela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama. Yebo ke kuhlandla lethu lezemculo namhlanje silothokozani zikhali yena olesixwayiso esibalulekileyo othi kahle driver.
Ngiyafika emakhaya sikhulile la sizokuhamba lokho. Hayi mina ngisebenzwena lapha mina ngikhandi imali la. Ayi phela uma uhamba kade ngeke sikwazi ukuyafika emakhaya nje. Ngofunyetha. Impilo yethu siqakathekile kule mali yakho
oyithathile. Ngofunyetha kade.
Iqakathekile imphefumulo yabantu. Iqakathekile imphefumulo. Iqakathekile imphefumulo yabantu.
Umculo kaThokozani Zikhali othi kahle driver. Xwayisa abantu ke lapha ngesikhathi sekhefu lapho ukuthi betshayele kuhle singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Inhlanganiso elela amalungelo abathengi ithi ukusilela kwempupho kobulawayo kulakho kusabalala ngelizwe. Uhulumende engekela ukulungisisa umnotho ngokuphangisa. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalwane zezwekazi le-Afrika e-Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ukukhupha esitokisini izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi ezihlala khonale phambi kwelanga leKhisimusi. Ayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha e-Washington DC.